down the hammer and pick up the pencil. You're about to listen to the Savvy Radio Show. Learn from real-life real estate investors, experience revealed with the Savvy Landlord as your host.
Ladies and gentlemen, oh shucks. I have one of my greatest, I don't want to say greatest, fan, friend, awesome advocate. I met Al Williamson several years ago at a Mr. Landlord conference, and we've been hip to hip ever since. His passion to learn and grow and make things better is from the hood to the good to Airbnb. Al Williamson is on the show. We just did a class just yesterday, and I'm just excited that you're back here in Oklahoma City for the first time.
Yeah.
And let me give you some background, friends. Al has been on my back for several years to get into Airbnb, and I was like, nope, it's too riskful, it costs too much money, I hate furniture, I'm not a decor guy, I just want ROI. And so I would see Al at different conventions, and he'd be speaking, and I was speaking, we would help each other as iron sharpens iron. And then he really got in my face and said, you need to do this. And I said, well, I got this one property. All my properties are in the hood. And then long story short, came up and got a property, a condo in a decent, really good area. And I'm like, I'm going to try this Airbnb. But I'm still not open to do that. I'm still nervous. Like, it's the new thing. So I partnered with a friend of mine, and she was a lot more ballsier, and doesn't even have balls. And she said, we had a unit in a really nice neighborhood, and it's her unit. And we decided to test Airbnb a couple of months ago. And I blew up Al every day for a week. Teach me, teach me, teach me. I want to know more. You know, I hear about these numbers and I don't believe them. And sure enough, he helped us all the way to the end. And we are having super success. In the month of November 2016, we have right now 21 days rented out. He's given us tricks. So, all right. So then I was like, this guy's awesome. I'm going to fly this dude here to Oklahoma City. You're going to teach a class. Of course, nobody understands what Airbnb is here. I had a hotel guy call me the other day, and he's like, have you heard of this thing called Airbnb? And I was like, yeah, what is it? You know, act like I didn't want to be offensive. And then this condo popped up in my face, closed on this condo, and I went all in, and we were pushing ourselves, Al, to get it ready so you would stay here in that Airbnb. And so why is he on the radio today, you may ask, with this really long intro? I know, next time it won't be that long, is that we're going to review my condo, my Airbnb condo that I just got online. Al was the very first person to sleep there. And Al crushed me a few times. When he walked in there, he pointed some things out, and I don't want to steal his juice right now, but where's the soap? I forgot soap in the bathroom, not liquid soap. I'm like, can't you take a shower with a liquid soap? Anyway, so please welcome Al Williamson. I'm so excited that you're here. Yeah, and this episode, totally, is about reviewing my condo, so what did I do right? What did I do wrong? Tell people what this condo felt for you.
I sure will. Well, thanks for having me. I love the studio you have. It's plush.
Savvy. International, baby.
This is plush. Boop, okay. Boop. Yeah. So, beautiful decorations. It was a very nice condo. I was very proud of how you guys went all out, you know.
We wanted to impress you, for real.
You did. So, it was beautiful. And I think you know, you may have went maybe too beautiful for Airbnb, but no. Hey, so let's dive into it.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. A lot of questions people ask me, how much, you know, I have the photos. If you want to see the photos, I may put these online. Well, they'll be online on my Airbnb. Mm-hmm. We invested $4,000. That's two beds, couches, everything. Thus far, we have around 4,000. We're still buying things like soap and toilet paper. Oh, everybody needs toilet paper. I didn't realize people needed toilet paper.
Yeah.
Anyway, so teach me.
Let me add you a couple things that probably the highlights more interesting than, you know, toilet paper, but that's super, super important, is when you first walk in, you guys had the all lit up for me, which was great. But your place gets super dark. It's dark, dark.
On the outside?
When the lights go off. It's,
inside?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's dark, dark. If someone, a guest, checks themselves in, they need that light, that first light that needs your light switch. They need that thing illuminated. So put an illuminated switch right there.
Okay. Let me write that down.
Yeah.
Okay. Illuminated light switch.
Yeah.
That's $12.
Just super.
So you know.
So that's that first impression. They feel like you thought it out.
Okay.
You made it easy for them. Another thing is, and I know it was a brand new unit, but you need trash cans.
Ooh.
Yeah, I didn't have any place to put my trash.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to steal your thunder because there's some other good ones in there, but I didn't know about the trash. You didn't tell me about that till now. Okay.
I'm just clocking.
Keep going.
Okay. You had too many chairs in the front room. There's like a chair every step. There's a chair.
Right. So, well, that was just overkill on the decor.
Yeah. So just dial that back down. And if you're expecting two people to be there, kind of furnish it for, you know, no more than four people. They have some guests. So.
No, is that based on, because I have a two bed? It's a two. So here's the condo. It's two bed on the bottom floor, one bath, and a laundry room.
Right.
Inside this kind of small condo.
Yeah.
So two people per bed, or is that counting the couch?
Just count two people per bed.
Okay. Is that normal for Airbnb?
See, some people, you know, set it up so they can have a whole group there. And I know you guys don't want that.
Well, on the Village condo, yeah, we've had that. People said, hey, we want to do a wine tasting party here.
No.
Oh, okay. we took their money.
It counts on how many people you want there. You don't want to make it a party pad.
Well, anyway, we're learning. Come on, keep going. So what else did we forget?
Ice trays.
In the free, unless it's automatic ice machine.
Right.
Ice trays, okay. Yeah. Why, are you trying to have some alcohol?
Yeah, trying to have a little bit of something.
A little party.
Forks, you know, you had you didn't have forks and spoons. You had knives.
Hey, slice and dice. Okay, so silverware. We probably didn't have time to get to that.
Right.
Now, my partner in crime, she is amazing. She's a decor gal. She probably got overwhelmed because we closed on that thing. We got it. We were moving in the weekend before you got here. So you got here on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And she did all that. So I can't take no credit.
Yeah.
But I mean, we got to be sensitive. We don't want to hurt. She's going to probably listen to this podcast. So, yes. Okay, cool. Silverware is pretty obvious, but we just forgot that ball. I mean, when you get emotional in this, I think the key things that I got from you were a power strip.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting. Or you said something else, you know, too much, like we had trinkets on the table, you couldn't put your bag down.
Right. Trinkets on the table, on the dresser, you know, on the nightstands.
You couldn't put your phone down.
I could put my phone down, but I couldn't plug it in to charge it.
Okay.
And people want their phone right next to them.
Okay.
So
it just makes sense logically.
Yeah. Have outlet.
Right. Well, you put your laptop bag down on the kit. Okay.
Right.
Another thing that really blew my mind, Al, was, and I know that we did this to welcome you to Oklahoma City, and we had peanuts on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I thought that was a great gesture. My partner did that. She's amazing. She's always thinking, giving. But you were like, whoa, that could be a liability.
Yep.
Is there any other liabilities that you saw in my unit? Like, because like I didn't think of the allergy. Someone can choke out, you know, kid, like they could have their kids there and they're playing with it. And
right.
Plus it's dirty because it gets shells. Because you notice I ate some, didn't
you? Yeah. It's going to make a mess. Yeah. So packaged goods that have the ingredients listed on them are okay.
Oh, is that a California thing with the ingredients?
No, it's just that someone might have an allergy or allergic to something and says you didn't tell them. So if you don't pick up the liability if you have a packaged good there.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I appreciate the sodas, but I wouldn't include those. I would have just water.
Is that because economically?
It's something that you probably can't sustain if you turn it over to just your cleaner to run the place for you.
Right. We don't want to be running over there filling up with soda.
No, you don't. You want your cleaner. Just put some bottled water in there and let's go.
Plus, if someone writes a review, the soda was packed in the refrigerator, then the expectation was created, and then we're running behind the eight ball.
Right. Okay. Right.
Good point.
Yeah.
We're thinking we're trying to be OG big baller, you know, eight-star hotel.
Yeah.
Got it.
So the soaps are great. You know.
No, like what you said, soap, and you teased me like all weekend over this soap BS.
Yeah.
Is that like you want me to put a bar of soap in there?
Yeah.
Like shampoo?
Yeah.
And is there like, can I get the 99 cent Suave brand?
At minimum, yeah. You got to have something so that they can make it the first night, at least. That's absolutely expected.
Because like when I roll with my wife, she's got her own brand. She's got to have blank, blank Pantene or something.
Well,
I would just assume most people. I get, but I'm a typical male. I don't bring anything when I travel.
Well, you have to have a default of something.
Okay, just in case.
Right, you got to at least get them through the first night.
Okay, so like toothpaste?
No, okay. No toothpaste, but definitely soap and shampoo.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What else? What other liabilities? I noticed that you didn't like that I had a piece of furniture by the light switch.
Right.
In the laundry room. You got me on that one.
So ergonomics, yeah, ergonomics is important. Every light switch should work. You shouldn't have anything blocking it from operating.
Or view.
Right, right. And clearance, you know, like I was talking about, move some furniture out of the way or remove it so that you have enough adequate clearance for, let's say, at least a roll bag or at least a wheelchair with. You know, your place isn't set up for someone in a wheelchair, but you at least want that width.
Okay, that's a good gauge.
Yeah,
so
it's
5 foot.
Yeah,
I think that's what the ADA is, about 5 feet.
But you don't need 5 foot. But you know, just
something
think about,
close.
Yeah, think about people of different sizes getting through.
Oh, living large. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What else? What else did I miss? What else can I learn?
The pillow. You want your pillows were too. They were brand new. Thank you, but they were too. Large for me, and so you assortment of sizes of pillows.
What about the foam, therapeutic foam, or whatever the freak that stuff's called, the memory foam pillows?
So those are fine, but you know,
they're expensive.
You need a variety of sizes of pillows.
Okay, writing that down,
because you can always fold up, you can always double up a pillow, but you can't get it thin. It's hard to get them thin.
No, I agree. My wife loves the thin. I like the medium firm.
Yeah.
That's me,
right.
But she loves the thin. I get it.
Yeah.
So, but like, I can deal with it. But I agree with what you're saying. Good advice. Come on, we got time here. Keep it going.
Okay. You know, I didn't know the windows didn't open.
Well, let's give a caveat there.
Okay.
So we just closed this property, just decorated it. We never turned the AC on, and the AC did not work. So. That was a on my side. So I was like, okay, you know, it's cold outside. It was like in the 50s, 60s here at night. And I was like, oh, I'll just keep the window open. Hey, I thought you were going to be scared, you know. But he couldn't open the window. So I agree with that. Make sure all the windows are functional. Is that a normal? It's like Section 8 up in here?
Yeah. It's got to be at least Section 8 ready.
Section 8 Airbnb. That's my new domain.
Right. I was like, okay, I can't open the windows. I'm running out of air. I'm going to suffocate in here.
Now, don't be a puss, man. Because you're from California.
Okay, I got a small, real picky thing for you.
Okay. They're all picky.
Okay. It's the orientation of the screws in the outlets and the plates.
I thought I was the only one in the United States or world that drove crazy. Like all the screw heads have to be one equally direction.
Yes.
Okay. That's for the OCD people. But it does affect. I mean, you're an engineer.
You.
Your mind's engineer. Everything is. My son is has an engineer mind. Everything has to be set.
Well, it's
symmetrical.
It's a subliminal message. You know, everything's should be very deliberate
and organized.
Yeah, because you're trying to end up with a 5-star review. Everything you can do to give you that edge, take it.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. What else? We got about 4 more minutes.
Okay.
Because I want to do other episodes with you. I got more subjects. I'm trying to learn to stay focused, get the meat out. Get it done.
There was no guest manual, so I didn't know where to take my trash.
Well, we didn't buy your course that comes with a case manual.
Yes.
Your inexpensive course of $200, right?
Right.
Okay. So let's just get that out.
Now, like we told you this morning, you were using a key box?
Yeah, a lockbox.
A lockbox?
Yeah, we've already ordered. I already got the guy over there.
So, yeah, we recommend digital locks.
Yep. And that's where people always comment on the ones at the office. And are those weatherproof?
They are, very much so.
Okay, because someone asked me that last night.
I got 6 years with it outside in the sun and the rain.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I could, okay, cool.
Absolutely.
Did I get all my other drama? review.
We talked about surge protectors. That's really, sometimes you had an outlet in the living room that had two lamps plugged in, so there was no room for me to sit my and plug my laptop in.
So almost to the common sense, like, you think of yourself like role play. Hey, I'm walking in. I got like a hotel. Think of it like a hotel.
Yeah, he's gonna. You know, people like to sit on the sofa and work on their laptops. So you got to have an outlet there.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was your sleeping like? Was it noisy there? Were you insecure? I mean, I know you stayed at a lot of Airbnbs in your lifetime.
Right.
I mean, that's your thing. That's your course. That's who you are.
Yeah.
What did it feel like? And I mean, the environment on the inside first.
You know, that's another thing I have listed is, you need some night lights because your place gets so dark, really dark, and I'm not familiar with the layout. So there should be a photosensitive night light
in each room. Great advice. But now, did it feel comfortable in there?
It did. It did feel comfortable because you have the ceiling fan that was nice. And
you stayed in the bigger room.
I stayed in the bigger room.
And why'd you choose that room? Not so cluttered?
It just had more space.
Okay, felt roomier.
I tried both of them. I tried both of them specifically for the windows to see if I can get the window open in the other
room. So if the window was open, you would have slept there?
Yes, I sure would have.
Okay, cool. Good advice.
So, you know, the assortment of pillows was really, really a big thing because if you can't get your head right, you can't go to sleep.
Okay, and I know when I woke you up the next day, you're like, I didn't sleep well. I'm like, why not, punk? And you're like, well, it was hot, and I couldn't open the window. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Interesting. Tell me about the bathroom.
Okay,
because I got some hold bars in there.
Yeah.
There was a senior citizen that lived in there before.
Those are fine. The heat lamp is awesome. I love that. And everything was good. Everything in the bathroom, it was good once I got some soap.
Okay, yeah, F you. So how about when we talked about, no, my partner brought this up, that when you entered into the facility, there was a light smell.
Yes,
there's Is that something that I need to address in a massive way? Should I mask it? I mean, I don't know what that smell is. It could be old carpet. I mean, it's a common hallway.
I think it was your new items off-gassing. Had a smell to it. I haven't smelt it since. It's a lot fainter since I've got something there.
Yeah, open the app.
Okay. Yeah, open. Get some fresh air in there. A lot of hosts go with the scented oils, heated oils.
Okay.
They make that first
impression.
Impression.
Okay, right on.
Yeah.
About the environment outside. Yeah. What did you feel safe? Was it? Am I in a good neighborhood? There's a Brahms across the street.
Yeah.
I know you had to go over there for your, what'd you get? Uber.
You had
an Uber issue because I couldn't find the unit.
Right, right.
Which is very frustrating.
Yes.
So I need to put that in my guest book.
You know, here's the thing. I didn't know the address of the place I was staying at.
Well, yeah, sorry.
So your other guests may know the address and be able to tell
them.
They
will know on the Airbnb when they get the welcome letter.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, the neighborhood is safe. It's quiet. There wasn't that many cars in the parking lot. It didn't seem like the other neighbors were home. It was very quiet. So
now that could change because there's three other units in this pod.
Okay.
So did you walk around outside? I know you had to walk for your Uber ride.
Yeah, I had to walk to the main cross streets. So everything was fine. I didn't see a single person outside.
I know it's weird. I don't know what's going on at night. There's tons of cars because we dropped you off at night. You saw all the cars.
Yeah.
And in the morning, no one was there. So they were probably just working class people.
Working people.
Just getting it done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's wrap this up. Anything else that you need to touch on or overall pretty good? So you give it like an A++ or is it like a B-?
Well, it's going to be an A. It's going to be an A when you
get it done. Finish these little details.
Take out some furniture. And when you get that guest manual, it has the A++ potential, absolutely, with what you currently have in there.
Okay, so some key things. Not necessarily have food there, but I have water in the refrigerator. Make sure I have ice. Make sure it's not anything is obstructing, like chairs, different pillow sizes. This is just for my unit. I know that in your course, you have a laundry list of things to have and look at. Definitely have night lights, illuminate the light switch because that's their first thing they come in. Because I don't want the lights on when you walked in.
Exactly.
My partner did that. She, you know, drove over there, turned it on, turned the AC on for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd walk in and go, bop, bop, bop. But that didn't work because it was hot, hot, hot. But still. Okay. Great advice. Al, how do people get a hold of you? I know you got a course that I went through and I love it. That's why I brought you back on the radio. That's why I had you fly to Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
I'm just truly excited. You know, hopefully my goal for this unit, which, you know, I got a lot of investors that listen to this. They're like, well, how much did you make? How much is your cost? Well, I think I'm going to yield net. I love that you've been beating me up all few days. What's the net? What's the net?
Yeah.
I hope that I net about $1,000 to $1,500. That's my goal. I know if I rented it out, I would get $800 minus PITI, which would roughly be around $200 a month cash flow. I would be happy if I net $500 because that's double what I anticipate. But I'm shooting for the stars, riding this success thing. So $1,000 on top of my expenses would be phenomenal. And that's 20 days a month is, I think, a good goal. And I think that I'm going to try to rent it out between 80 to 110, depending on like 110 on the weekends. And of course, I'm still learning and testing.
Yeah. As you get your reviews, you'll be able to get your full potential. There's an on-ramp, so it starts off a little slow.
Absolutely.
And you earn your respect and you earn your position in the market.
Of Airbnb. All right. So, Al Williamson, what's your website? How did someone wants to really dive in and how do they purchase your stuff?
It's at airbnblandlord.com.
So it's airbnblandlord.com.
That's right.
All right, Al, really appreciate you coming back. I know we're going to have another episode here shortly. Appreciate you. Oh, whatever you do, go buy an asset so you can have Airbnb.
Thanks for listening to the Savvy Radio Show. Glide online and listen to our other motivating episodes at SavvyRadioShow.com. Connect on Twitter at LandlordBook and always be buying assets.